Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing and renewing and regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 844-236-6010. Try to call in early so we can get as many calls as possible. We've been taking calls in our second segment. I know a lot of you guys like to wait until our third segment, but I think I'm going to start taking calls earlier. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, which I personally have been doing for going on 18 years now. Very excited about the convention coming up in Ontario, California. If you're a longevity distributor or part of the longevity family and you're planning on being at the convention in a couple of weeks, please say hello if you see me walking through the halls. And if you haven't checked out the longevity products and you're interested in joining the Bright Side Ben team, please call the phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Wouldn't it be nice to have yourself a business where you're actually helping people? Wouldn't it be nice to make money and actually make a difference in the world? Wouldn't it be nice to make money, earn a living, and earn a good living and help change lives? That's what longevity is all about, really, changing lives. That's what this program is about, changing lives. If you're interested in joining the Bright Side Ben team, making some money, helping change lives, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call the phone team at 866-735-2470 for a one-time $10 fee. You can join the Bright Side Ben team. You can also head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link. You can purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program at brightsideben.com. Or you can go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or my new blog, criticalhealthnews.com, which I'm doing with George Norrie. Or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. That's if you want to join the team or if you want to purchase any of the products that we talk about on the Bright Side every day. Okay, welcome back, friends. We're talking about what may be the most unknown and most powerful health-promoting substance in the body. It's one most folks haven't heard of unless you've been listening to this program. That's what I like to do on this program is talk about things that most people haven't heard of. We talked about nitrates and the importance of nitrates a couple weeks ago. We're going to continue talking about that. But we've taken a little digression, as we do on the Bright Side, talking about short-chain fatty acids, SCFAs. Most people haven't heard of this stuff, but it's hard to find a compound in the body that's made in the body that's less toxic and has more benefits for health and the prevention of disease, the most horrible diseases, including cancer and autoimmune diseases. It's hard to find anything that's more non-toxic and more powerful when it comes to disease prevention than short-chain fatty acids, SCFAs, especially a short-chain fatty acid called butyrate, butyric acid, the active ingredient, the flavor ingredient in butter. We've been talking about these things for a couple of days now. To cut to the chase, short-chain fatty acids tune up the brain and tune up the body. They're associated with performance, high performance. The body's like a Ferrari, high-performing engine, and butyrates are like tunia, or fats that tune up this high-performance engine called the human body. They're associated with positive mood. They're associated with brain health. They upregulate chemistry. They create a sense of satisfaction and satiety and appetite suppression. They have effects, protective effects against obesity. They're anti-inflammatory. They're responsible for a lot of the benefits associated with a caloric restriction and appetite suppression. They strengthen the immune system. They calm us down. They improve the health of the heart and the circulatory system. And they're especially important for the health of the intestine, the intestinal cells. And they have antioxidant properties, and they have detox properties. They help kill cancer cells. You guys, can you see how unbelievable these things are? You don't ever hear about them. The bottom line is, the more butyrate you have and the more short-chain fatty acids you have, the better off you're going to be. And it's best to make sure you're upregulating or helping your body make these things. How? Vegetables and fiber. Vegetables for the fiber, and then bacteria. For vegetables, fiber, also fermented foods. Fermented foods are vegetables and bacteria. So fermented foods are a perfect way, using fermented foods, eating fermented foods is a perfect way to increase your butyrate and short-chain fatty acid content. In fact, that might be the main reason why fermented foods are so have been associated with so many health benefits themselves, including anti-aging and longevity. It may be because of their ability to provide the body with the raw material for short-chain fatty acids. And indeed, in fermented foods, there are short-chain fatty acids. Not only do fermented foods stimulate the production of short-chain fatty acids, they actually contain their own short-chain fatty acids. So eating fermented vegetables, the ultimate source of short-chain fatty acid-promoting foods, fermented beets, fermented pickles, fermented cucumbers, fermented anything, really, making sure you're eating veggies and making sure you're getting your probiotic bacteria. That's how you upregulate butyrates. Fermentation is the which is technically the term that we use for the to describe the chemical reaction between sugar and bacteria, is the source of a lot of chemistry. And in the case of the bacteria that live in the intestine or are supposed to be living in the intestine, antibiotics, of course, kill off these good bacteria. So if we're eating lots of fish or meat, antibiotic-rich loaded or antibiotic-loaded chicken or pork, etc., we're going to deprive ourselves of these short-chain fatty acids. If we're drinking chlorinated water and fluoridated water and getting antibiotics intentionally via prescription, all of these are going to compromise our ability to make short-chain fatty acids. But assuming we have the bacteria in the intestine to make these short-chain fatty acids, these bacteria actually are fermenting bacteria. They react to sugar. Where do they get the sugar from? Fiber. Especially a specific kind of fiber, which we'll talk about here in a second, called resistant fiber. So in the gut, in the digestive tract, the fermentation process, intestinal bacteria will munch down on fibers, and fiber is called prebiotic because it's food for these bacteria. So these intestinal bacteria will munch down on fiber and then release short-chain fatty acids as a byproduct. Fermentation is not always a good thing, of course. In the case of cancer cells, fermentation refers to how rogue cells or cancer cells obtain their energy. Cancer cells are cells that are at their wit's end. By the time you get cancer, a cancer cell is just a freaked out cell. It hasn't been able to get energy. And what it's doing is it's fermenting to obtain its energy. It's eating sugar to obtain its energy. Cells would rather not eat sugar. Most cells in the body would rather not use sugar for energy. Most cells in the body would rather use fats for energy. However, over the course of time, as their ability to process fats breaks down, as sugar becomes more and more present in the body, these cells become fermenters, and that's where cancer begins. But fermentation can also be a good thing. In the case of short-chain fatty acids, fermentation of fiber by bacteria that live in the gut produce or result in the production of these short-chain fatty acids. So we want to be upregulating short-chain fatty acids for longevity, for anti-cancer, for anti-aging. We want to be making more of these things. First thing to think about is fiber, more fiber. There's two main kinds of fiber. Soluble fiber dissolves in water, or actually you could say maybe water dissolves in soluble fiber, depending on your perspective. You can buy soluble fiber in a drugstore. You can add it to water. It dissolves. It's tasteless. It gets you the benefits of all fiber. It fills you up after meals. It'll stabilize your blood fats. It helps control the absorption of fats into the circulation from the intestine, and it will also help feed the bacteria that make these short-chain fatty acids. Most mushy fruits, mushy type fruits and vegetables, squash, pumpkin, potatoes, pears, apples will get you some soluble fiber. The stuff you make jam and jelly with is a soluble fiber too, by the way. There's two other kinds of fiber that are important to understand. We'll tell you what those are when we come back from our break. And take your phone calls, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Okay, welcome back to the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. And, of course, if you want to purchase any of the longevity products that we advertise or recommend on the program, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, or blog, pharmacistben.com,
or criticalhealthnews.com and order directly from the web. You can also join the Brightside Ben team directly from the web, or you can call the phone team at 866-735-2470. We'll get to your phone calls here momentarily, so hang tight. Got a couple lines open for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you've been left on hold in the past, tell our call screener that we let you on hold, and we'll get you first up. Okay, continuing on here with fiber and the short-chain fatty acids. By the way, some people, not everybody's on board with fiber. You know, there's not necessarily 100% benefits to fiber. Soluble fiber and insoluble fiber can tie up minerals, for example. And sometimes food processors will add fiber to foods, not just because of their health benefits, supposed health benefits, but also because it bulks up the food. And fiber is cheap. Fiber is basically just free stuff. I mean, fiber is a waste product. And so sometimes food processors and food manufacturers will take advantage of all the buzz about fiber and add fiber to so-called power bars or energy bars. There's a commercial running now, or supposedly some pseudo candy bar is supposed to be healthy for you, Fiber One. Why? Because it has a little bit of fiber in it. So it turns out that fiber, as with all things, can be taken advantage of. It's not all really good, and it's not really all necessarily bad either, for that matter. It's just important as a food substance for a lot of reasons, but you want to make sure you're getting your fiber in a natural form, not in an added form, not in an added form in terms of processed food, in a natural form in terms of vegetables. And by the way, when it comes to veggies and carbohydrates, veggies are a source of carbohydrates. And one of the problems with all the anti-carb stuff that you hear about, and I'm one of the guys who talks about the problems with carbohydrates, of course, if you listen to the program, you know, we beat up on refined and processed carbs a lot. But if you're doing the very, very low carbohydrate thing, you may not be getting enough fiber, may not be getting enough vegetables, which is why I have a problem with the term low carb. We want to make sure we're getting carbohydrates, but we want to make sure we're getting them from vegetables. Vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. Not from processed foods, and not from processed flour, and certainly not the dessert type of foods that everybody's eating. Even fruits can have ridiculous amounts of sugar these days. Anyway, fiber. We're talking about fiber here. Two main kinds of fiber. You've got soluble fiber, dissolves in water. You've got insoluble fiber that doesn't dissolve in water. Soluble fiber is the stuff that swells when it contacts water. Mushy fruits will have a lot of soluble fiber. Jams and jellies are made with pectin, which is a type of soluble fiber. And then there's the insoluble fiber, the stuff that doesn't dissolve in water. The soluble fiber slows down the release of sugar, slows down the release of fats into the blood, but insoluble fiber speeds things up. It speeds the movement of foods through the digestive system. Insoluble fiber can be a great way to treat constipation, chronic constipation. Personally, I do a tablespoon, maybe two tablespoons full of flax seeds. I don't really measure it. I just kind of dump it in my coffee grinder every morning, and I put it in my smoothie. And flaxseed fiber has insoluble and soluble fiber, both of those. Soluble fiber and insoluble fiber are both prebiotic. Bacteria feed on both of them and produce short-chain fatty acids. There's a new kind of fiber out now. It's called resistant fiber. Some people call it resistant starch. This is a type of fiber that will pass through the small intestine without being processed and then go into the large intestine untouched, unprocessed. All the bacteria and the enzymes in the stomach and in the intestines and the small intestine don't touch resistant starch, don't affect resistant starch, and then the resistant starch makes it unscathed into the large intestine, and from there, bacteria can really go crazy feeding on the resistant starch, releasing short-chain fatty acids. Resistant starches are found in potatoes, are found in turnips, legumes, peas, beans, and also bananas and plantains, and guess what? You're going to start seeing banana flour in health food stores, and I can guarantee you they're going to be talking about the resistant starch and resistant fiber that's found in the bananas. They're marketing it actually as a gluten-free flour. That's the latest product release in the battle against gluten, banana flour. Banana flour has been used in Kenya and other third world countries for many years. Has yet to make its appearance here, but I think in the next couple of months you're going to start to see banana flour. It's made from green, unripe bananas, so it's low in sugar. It doesn't taste banana-y. You can't use it for banana cake. It doesn't taste sweet. It's more like whole wheat flour, and it's very, very, very starchy. If you ever chewed on a raw, unripe banana or perhaps a plantain, you know what I'm talking about, but there's this kind of starchy, sort of thick taste to it. That's because the sugars haven't broken down yet. Once the sugars break down, the banana becomes sweeter. But until then, it's more like a starch. It doesn't have a sweet flavor. It has a starchy flavor. Some people don't like that starchy flavor. Nonetheless, food producers can extract that starch and make flour out of it. And that's what they're doing. Resistant starch from bananas makes an effective thickener for soups and dressings and sauces. And because it's a great source of resistant starch, it makes an ideal raw material for the production of butyrate and other short-chain fatty acids. Marketers of banana flour make claims to promoting digestive health, colon health, preventing colon cancer, weight loss. All of these are the benefits associated with the resistant starch. There's a company called Mount Uncle's Banana Flour. I'm actually on their Facebook page now. They have a Facebook page with recipes, etc. What is the Facebook page? Mount Uncle's Banana Flour. That's the name of the Facebook page. If you aren't interested in learning about banana flour, I guess they're starting to promote it now. Mount Uncle's Banana Flour. Short-chain fatty acids have a powerful effect on the brain. They have a calming effect on the brain. They can be converted. Short-chain fatty acids can be converted into brain chemicals that slow down chaotic energy. They can be converted into anti-convulsant and anti-seizure chemicals. One of these short-chain fatty acid derivatives is called GABA, which we've talked about a lot. Gamma-aminobutyric acid. Butyric acid is a short-chain fatty acid. So GABA is a derivative of short-chain fatty acids. It's used as a sleep aid, anti-anxiety agent. And this, by the way, this relaxant effect, this brain-calming effect associated with short-chain fatty acids that are made in the large intestine in response to via bacteria and fiber, this partially, anyway, explains the powerful and important relationship between the gut and the brain, the so-called gut-brain axis, which is so important for people dealing with not just seizure disorders, but also schizophrenia, autism, mental health issues in general. And via this short-chain fatty acid mechanism, we can explain the relationship between what we eat and how we think, what we eat and brain health, what we eat and brain diseases, mental health issues. So you got a few main short-chain fatty acids. Actually, there's three main short-chain fatty acids. They all have a calming effect on the body. But the one we've been talking about the most and the one that has the most calming effects and the most healing effects and the one that's been the most researched and the one we have the most data on is something called butyric acid. So when I talk about short-chain fatty acids, I'm using butyric acid as the prime example of short-chain fatty acids. And there's other ones. There's two other short-chain fatty acids, and they don't have exactly the same properties. But for the most part, I'm going to use butyric acid, the short-chain fatty acid that's found in butter, as the classic example of a short-chain fatty acid. And this basically means that when we talk about the benefits of short-chain fatty acids, we're talking about the benefits of butyric acid. We're talking about upregulating butyric acid, which is, in my opinion, one of the most important of all dietary strategies. And it's something you're not going to hear about from your doctor. It's not a medical strategy. It's one we can do ourselves. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. There's the music, so we're going to take a break. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you when we come back. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
back to the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us, friends. Got a letter from Mark. He says he's a 43-year-old male, 210 pounds with classic metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, heart preventricle contractions, PVCs. I also get eczema on my hands. I've had IBS, he says, since he was 8 years old, and it flares up with stress. I love the term metabolic syndrome, by the way. Metabolic syndrome is a term that was coined by a cardiologist, a physician anyway, in California, Dr. Gerald Reeven. He coined the term metabolic syndrome. He was trying to describe something that he had seen that involved a syndrome, a complex of different symptoms that involved blood pressure problems and weight gain problems and cardiovascular disease and skin problems and adrenal and thyroid problems. He called it metabolic syndrome because it seemed to incorporate everything in the body. Metabolism is the sum total of biochemical reactions that happen in the body. So metabolic syndrome, if you've heard of the term, simply means everything is going wrong. It's basically a disease state that means your whole body is falling apart. And guess what causes metabolic syndrome? Diabetes. The number one cause of metabolic syndrome and the main cause of diabetes is digestive problems. So once again, you got your whole triangle of disease issue. Digestive issues, blood sugar issues, adrenal thyroid issues, and then the entire body falls apart. You can call it metabolic syndrome, but you can basically think of it as your entire body is falling apart. So Mark is dealing with metabolic syndrome issues. First thing you want to do, Mark, is you want to make sure that you're dealing with your digestive issues. IBS, since you are 8 years old and flaring up under stress, means that you still do not have your digestive system under control. The eczema on your hands is also a sign that there's probably digestive problems. There's probably issues around fat absorption or fat intake. It could be you're either not absorbing your fatty vitamins or not absorbing your essential fatty acids or not taking your essential fatty acids. Folks, I've said it before. I've said it many times before. Eczema is super, super easy to treat. Eczema is a classic manifestation of an immune condition secondary to a digestive problem. Cells are not growing fast enough. But the way you want to look at eczema is like it's a good thing because it's telling you there's something going on in the body, and as soon as you correct that, you'll notice your eczema disappears. It's like the canary in the coal mine. It's like a signaling system. Eczema is not the enemy. It's a signal that something's going on in the body. So for Mark, who's dealing with prediabetes, sleep apnea, heart problems, eczema, IBS, that tells me that Mark is not controlling his basic issues, which probably involve poor food choices and nutritional supplementation. But here's the really interesting thing about Mark's letter. Mark says that he got himself on whey protein. He heard us talking on the radio program about whey. He says he really needs to shut down his sweet cravings. I'm reading from his letter. Quote, I tried an unflavored whey protein from Now Foods. They make a good product. It did the job with my sweet tooth, as it should. And then he says, I was disappointed to note that one scoop of the product in water raised my blood sugar 30 units higher than normal. Glad I was testing and reproduced the results on a second try. What can I do to use whey protein to curb my sugar cravings without a blood glucose spike? Is the high glucose spike due to glycation of the branched chain amino acids? What would you recommend? Try egg powder or another whey product? Well, here's the deal. The body can only handle so much protein, and it will handle that protein effectively if it needs the amino acids, if it needs the building blocks of that protein. That means if you're working out, if you're exercising, if you're building muscle, if you're doing something that requires protein, your body will use up that protein. Now, some of it will get stored, but unfortunately, if your body doesn't need the amount of protein that you're getting, what will end up happening, especially with these things that are called the branched chain amino acids, which are super important for building muscle, if you're taking a lot of these BCAAs, these branched chain amino acids, or a lot of protein, and whey protein is a good source of the branched chain amino acids, if you're taking a lot of these things but you're not using them, the body will turn it into sugar. And yes, your blood sugar will go up. Unfortunately, after that, the blood sugar will get turned into fat. So eating more protein or eating high amounts of protein without your body needing that protein, if you're not working out, if you're not exercising, if you're not growing, if you're not recovering from something, that whey protein will raise your blood sugar. Yes, it will get turned into fat as well. So here's what you need to do. You still want to be on the whey, and the experience in the reduction in sugar cravings is very helpful. You don't want to lose that. So a couple things that you want to do, Mark. Number one, reduce your dose of the whey protein. I'm not sure how much you're taking here. Let's see, it says one scoop of the product. Try half a scoop. Try a quarter scoop four times a day instead of one scoop once a day. Try to do your whey protein after you come home from a workout, after you come home from the gym. If you're not working out, get yourself on a workout program and not just a walk around the block and not just a bike ride. Get yourself on a workout program that's requiring muscle building, that's going to force your body to build muscle. Go to the gym for a little bit. Do some push-ups for a little bit. Get yourself a pair of dumbbells and do some curls. And kinds of workouts, move your body real slowly. It'll put more stress on the muscle, and it will require more protein synthesis for repair. You'll get better use out of the whey protein. That's a really interesting point that we don't talk about a lot. If you're taking in high amounts of protein, especially building proteins like whey protein, and you're not building and you're not using that protein, you can have a spike, an increase in blood sugar, and that can ultimately put weight on you that you don't want to put on. So take your whey protein, take smaller doses of whey protein, and take your whey protein after meals, or after you come home from the gym, after you do some kind of workout, after you do some kind of muscle building workout specifically. Thanks for writing, Mark. I know you had a bunch more questions, and if you're listening, I will be giving you a call in the next couple days and we'll chat. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. We do have a couple lines open. Let's take our...
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Noory because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We're back on the bright side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us once again. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, where you'll find a shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You'll also find a Join Now link in the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. If you click on that link, somebody will get back to you with information about how you can join the team, how you can get your longevity products wholesale, how you can make a little money selling longevity products. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela or Janice or Frank or Danette or Marcy at 866-735-2470. Okay, back to the phones we go. Robert in Idaho, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. The good Andy Anderson said to give you a call. I'm a retired veterinarian. The question is, do you have any suggestions or recommendations regarding the sleep deprivation associated with chronic fatigue syndrome?
Yes, here's my recommendation. Go to bed. No, I'm just kidding. Here's what you need to do. Number one, there's some incredible nutrients that can be helpful for relaxation. Melatonin is stupendously important. In fact, melatonin, given its benefit to toxicity ratio and its cheap price, melatonin is one of the most important supplements you could ever take. Take it before bed. It'll help you with dreams. It's very important for pineal gland health. The pineal gland is a very important little gland. I'm sure you know this, doctor, in the head that is responsible for melatonin and serotonin balance. I take personally 9 milligrams of melatonin before I go to bed, but certainly you can take 3 milligrams of melatonin before you go to bed. That can be very helpful. Secondly, if you have any cortisol issues, if you're dealing with hypercortisol, you want to work on the adrenal gland, stabilizing cortisol. There's some great nutritional supplements for that. One of the most important is the entire B complex, but especially vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. Consider taking 1,000 to maybe 2,000 milligrams, 1 to 2 grams of pantothenic acid a day, but make sure you're taking it with the entire B complex. You never want to take one B vitamin without taking taking the entire complex. Magnesium is also very important for the adrenal glands, and it's got some tremendous relaxation effects. I'd be taking maybe 1,000 milligrams of magnesium before I went to bed if I were you, or whoever's dealing with the sleep deprivation issues. And then 5-HTP can also be very helpful. 5-HTP is involved with serotonin balance as well. It's a precursor to serotonin. You take 100 to 200 milligrams of a 5-HTP before you go to bed. That's another strategy for you. There's an interesting nutritional supplement called theanine. It's a kind of amino acid, a non-protein amino acid. Theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. It's found in green tea, so you can drink decaffeinated, of course, green tea, and you can get some theanine. But you can also supplement with a couple hundred milligrams of theanine before you go to bed. And then there's also a really interesting nutritional supplement called GABA, G-A-B-A. It's actually a neurotransmitter-like substance, and you can take 100 to 500 milligrams of GABA before you go to bed. Some people get benefits from using lecithin before they go to bed, and again, this is because of lecithin's fat-absorbing, fat-dissolving, fat utilization properties. Helps your body utilize fat. It also has some adrenal gland stabilizing effects, maybe a teaspoon of
less within a couple hours before you go to bed. That might be something that you want to try. Let's see what else. A little bit of protein before you go to bed. That can help if you have a problem where you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep. Eating some protein, some whey protein perhaps, or some kind of powdered protein before you go to bed. Small dose. That can help keep you from waking up in the middle of the night. Sometimes if you run into low blood sugar issues in the middle of the night, especially if you're already predisposed towards hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, you can end up getting a surge of cortisol as your body goes into that hypoglycemic low blood sugar state in the middle of the night. That'll make you wake up and it'll take a couple hours for you to go back to sleep. You can avoid that by getting in some protein before you go to bed. Those are all neat strategies. One of my favorite strategies, though, for helping people fall asleep, for helping myself fall asleep, is slow, deep breathing techniques. And when you're doing your slow, deep breathing techniques, make sure you're watching your inhalation and your exhalation. You're paying attention to your inhalation and exhalation, and you'll get the most relaxing benefits out of your breathing techniques if you're actually paying attention to how your chest rises and falls as you breathe in and out. Okay, Doc, thanks so much for calling from Idaho. Appreciate it. Moving on. Let's take Leo in Oregon. What's up, Leo? Do we have Leo? Did we lose Leo?
Hello?
Leo? Hey, Leo.
Hey. Hey, great show, man. I love the work you're doing.
Thank you.
And I almost feel guilty because it's like the best health education that's available out there for free.
So, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. It's my service. It's not just a freebie. It's my service to the world. Everybody should, in my humble opinion, we should all find what we do best and give it out to the world, contribute it to the world, and that's what I'm doing. So it helps me as much as it helps anybody else. But thanks for that. I appreciate you noticing. Thanks, Leo. How can I help you, buddy?
Well, it's a great philosophy, and in turn, I'm passing it on to others. So I have a lot of questions, but the one I think I should ask today, because it's been at me for a while, and it's not as deeply health related as the other ones, but it does affect it. It has to do with recreational swimming in the pool.
Okay.
I mean, I go swimming, and there's one little salt pool that the gym has. They converted it to a salt pool, and it's not as caught. But sometimes I like to go do laps, and I can smell the chlorine from the parking lot.
Oh yeah, oh bad stuff, man. Bad stuff.
I get in there, and I like the, you know, feeling invigorating after doing the exercise, but that smell of chlorine stays on my skin for days. And
well, it's worse than that, Leo. Leo, it's worse than that because it's getting into your body. It goes in through your mouth. It gets in, some of it can get in through your skin. Yeah, chlorine is really nasty stuff. It's one of the most pro-aging elements in the entire periodic table. And it's really, really, really nasty stuff. Now, if you are a swimmer and you want to do some things to prevent toxicity from chlorine, there's a couple things that you might want to think about. Vitamin C is super important, and you may want to take maybe a teaspoon of vitamin C before or after you go swimming. That can help protect you from some of the negative effects of chlorine. Building up your glutathione levels is very important. Glutathione, as you may remember from, we've talked about it a lot on the program, glutathione is your body's major detoxifying substance. And by the way, that's spelled GLUTATHIONE, glutathione. It's produced in the liver, and it's the way your body is supposed to handle chlorine and radioactivity and cancer-causing substances. It's your body's main detoxifying substance, glutathione. There's a really cool book, a simple book to read. It's written for lay people, called The GSH Phenomena. The G is in girl, S is in Sam, H is in Harry. The GSH Phenomena, written by Alan Pressman, Pressman. It's a great book that talks all about glutathione. Building your glutathione is very important if you're going to be immersed in chlorine on a regular basis. Vitamin C is helpful for glutathione. The amino acid glutamine is helpful for glutathione. And then making sure that your liver is working appropriately, that's also important for glutathione, as is the mineral selenium, 200 to 400 mcg a day of selenium. As far as glutamine goes, by the way, try to get in at least 1 or 2 grams. I personally take 5 grams of glutamine a day, and that's after, before and after swimming. So those are some strategies that you might want to employ. As far as topically goes, get yourself some topical vitamin C. and topical vitamin C and rub it all over your body, and it will help detoxify some of the topical effects that chlorine can have on the skin. And try to get that chlorine out of your hair. If you can find a active product, a cleansing product that contains alpha hydroxy acids, especially something called glycolic acid. Most of the women in the audience have probably heard of glycolic acid. But if you use a glycolic acid shampoo, glycolic acid cleanser as a shampoo, I should say, that can help get the chlorine out of your hair. It can even get the chlorine out of your bathing suit as well. Aloe vera can help a little bit to help get the chlorine out of the hair, but glycolic acid or alpha hydroxy acids work really well. I formulated a product many years ago called Active Body Wash that's designed for the whole body, but you can actually use it as a shampoo and it'll help get chlorine out of your hair. So you're smart to be thinking about that. And by the way, Leo, it's not just swimming. It's also when you take a shower, the chlorine that comes out of the water will contact with your body, and it can have some negative effects that way as well. And I know there's some people online who sell shower filters that can eliminate the chlorine out of the shower water, and that might be something to think about too. Thanks so much for your kind words, Leo, and thanks for calling from Oregon. I know we got some more folks on the line, but I'm not going to, well, that's the music. I guess we're not going to get to anybody else. So if you're on hold, I apologize. You can call us back tomorrow. If you call first thing, we'll try to get to you first in line. 866-582-9933 is the number. Thanks so much for your calls, folks. Thanks for your letters. I am Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Till we talk again tomorrow, have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day, and we will talk to you later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.